Each week on the program, we play music, and we also have interviews.
My first guest on Mizzou Music this evening is our new assistant professor of conducting here at the MU School of Music. It's Barry Ford, back for his second visit to the program. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You are now almost 2 months into your first semester back at Mizzou, not as a student, but as a faculty member. How have you found the institution in this iteration?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it's already been that long because it seems to have been flying by. It's pretty incredible. The School of Music may be more energetic and dynamic than it was when I was here as a student. There's constant activity, concerts and presentations, workshops, convocations. I mean, it's really nonstop. I'm pretty amazed.
You are teaching here mm-hmm. in the School of Music, got your graduate degree from Mizzou mm-hmm. several years ago. When you arrived here mid-late August and soon afterwards had your first meeting with the University Philharmonic Orchestra, what did you come in and say to them? How do you set the tone for the year ahead?
First, just lay out what are your basic expectations, you know? I live for the day that when my class syllabus for orchestra simply consists of the words, show up prepared and play. And that's it. In a nutshell, that's really what you have to do. In the university reality world, of course, there's quite a lot more to it. And so you have to define those expectations. It is as much me laying out my expectations, but also finding out what they expect from me as well.
Is there a set number of hours that you expect each of your instrumentalists to be practicing each day? Or is it just, as you said, come prepared, be ready to play
the
music?
Yeah, it's different for everybody. I used to joke around, you know, the people who would say, I practiced this, you know, I've been practicing 8 hours a day. And then like, you know, that's one of the greatest lies ever told many times. Because sometimes it's just physically not possible, especially if you're a brass player. If you can, you know, keep your horn on your face for 8 hours a day, then, you know, you're a beast and you should probably be playing professionally somewhere. A lot of it, and this is something that I learned in school as well, is just learning how to practice. The students, in addition to orchestra, have so many other commitments that they have to figure out how to handle all of those things and complete those tasks adequately. That's actually part of what you're here to learn how to do. And of course, every teacher, every director pretends that they are the only and most important thing in that student's life. And so that's the way we go about it, knowing, of course, that it's not true. So there's no set number of hours. It's just what needs to be done. And at least two or three times a rehearsal, as rehearsal is getting out, I might walk over and tap on somebody's shoulder and say, hey, you know that passage between, you know, measure so-and-so and so-and-so? You should really take a look at that a little bit more closely. And, oh, yeah, I'll do that.
That is the assistant professor of conducting here at the University of Missouri School of Music, Barry Ford. He'll be conducting the University Philharmonic Orchestra, his debut as the leader on the podium for that concert that's happening tomorrow night, Thursday, October the 12th, 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater here in Columbia. Dr. Barry Ford has been my guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Thanks for walking across the courtyard to be on the program.
Again, I hope that's the hardest thing I have to do while I'm here. Thanks much.